give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
I think it is the best day of the week. I love Mondays. I get tired of all this, it's Monday. It's Monday, Monica. It's the Monica J Show on this Monday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I am so glad that you're with me today. Look at it. Blue sky. Sunshine. Some white fluffy clouds. It is just gorgeous outside. And already warming up. We are so lucky to live where we are at. It's just beautiful outside. I don't know if we're going to be saying this in the summer when there's a dryness to the air. No, we will be. It's still going to be beautiful. How was your weekend? I hope you had an awesome weekend. It was kind of funny, though, to think about last week, all these gorgeous days with blue sky and sunshine. And then when we finally get to the weekend, we can go out and enjoy the outdoors. Yeah, it gets a little bit cold. The wind comes in and that possibility of rain and whatever that is coming over the mountains. But that's okay. A lot went on this weekend. A lot of people talking about the craziness of the left. And don't think that we don't see that here in Northern Nevada. 884-9910. That's the number to call if you would like to talk about the craziness that you see of the left. But it's disappointing too, because we are seeing kids put in just, wow, the most difficult positions that it's hard to, I mean, for me, I thought it was tough growing up as a kid, but I wouldn't trade the experience for anything now to be a kid in today's times. And I love talking with my little. I mean, Vanessa sets me straight on some things, but boy, the other things that she has to deal with, like Common Core math, all the apps in school, the bullies in school that have gotten so much worse because, don't want to sound too old here, but in my time, it was the guys, it was the boys that were the bullies. Now, you've got girls that are the bullies, you've got boys that are the bullies, and I hate to say this, but in some instances, you've got the teachers that are the bullies. We talk a lot about teachers getting victimized by the kids. They're getting yelled at. They're getting pushed around. But how much of that really happens here in Washoe County or in Northern Nevada? I see that in more aggravating areas where they are really able to get away with it. San Francisco, LA, New York, Atlanta. I mean, the big, big cities. Las Vegas. But to be a kid in today's time, and then knowing that's the person that is going to grow into that adult, that is going to be protecting this country, making sure this country moves forward, Here's a poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Are we not preparing our kids for the harsh reality of life? Are they just not prepared? And it would be interesting to know whose fault it is. So let's put another category on there. And if you have an idea, if you say yes, what's the cause? Because it really is disappointing. I feel like my mother, no. I know my mother instilled in me the ability to take it on the chin, I guess, is what what we used to say. Take it on the chin, you know, turn the other cheek. I don't know. But to stand up to disappointment, to get up, wipe yourself off, move on. If you have a setback, it's just a setback. You keep pushing forward. There was a story that I read over the weekend that just, it really puts the left at odds with themselves. There's a school dance. And specifically, if they have school dances, I think that's rather strange that they do it this way. But it's the ordinance, the school rules, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Policy. There you go. Policy when it comes to schools. If you are at a school dance and someone asks you to dance, so if a boy, I don't know what, if a boy asks a boy, if a boy asks a girl, if a girl asks a boy, you can't say no. Well, wait a minute. So now no means yes? I thought it was no means no. What happened to building up the courage to go ask somebody that you like to dance? And if they say yes, woohoo! And if they say no, it's a learning experience. It makes you tougher. What happened to that? So I guess the parents got wind of this, because a boy asked a girl to dance and she didn't want to dance with him. I mean, why on earth would you make somebody do something that they're either uncomfortable with or they don't want to do? Why is it the school's responsibility or even the school's ability to take away their right to choose? If I knew that that was the possibility, well, I never got danced. I usually didn't get asked to dance because I was always taller than everybody else. So maybe I would have liked this, but that's not how people should be letting the schools raise their children. And I mean that in the strongest sense. Because the schools, unless you're homeschooling, the schools are raising your kids. And not in the right way. They're not teaching them math the proper way. You know, all these other countries that are bypassing us, excelling in math and science and all these wonderful things, they don't teach Common Core math. What would that tell you? That maybe somebody is trying to, a certain group is trying to hold us back? That's just a thought, but we need to get rid of this stuff, and we need to get rid of it now. There are already kids who are becoming adults, and they don't know how to do math. I guess in some industries it's okay because the cash register tells you how much change to give. We've seen that for a long time, haven't we? People aren't able to count back change. And so unless you're paying attention, a lot of times, you need to count your change because it's going to be wrong. We are setting kids up for failure. And they're not going to be able to deal with the harsh realities of life. So what are your thoughts? Log on, 991fmtalk.com. Or give me a call on this beautiful Monday. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. Love to hear from you today. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans. The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Sounding a little better, isn't it? A little easier to listen to. I know, I get it. 884-9910 if you'd like to call into the show on this fabulous Monday. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email address. And I love the emails that I get from our fantastic listeners. By the way, wow, fantastic lineup for the Nevada Patriot meeting, meet and greet that is going, this, and remember, this is for everybody, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, Democrats, whatever. The meet and greet's going to be on Thursday, March 12th at the Spanish Springs Library. Spark City Councilman Ed Lawson and John Eppolito. Protect Nevada's Children. If you have not heard John on the show or you have not heard him speak at one of the many school board meetings or another event, you need to get him in. You need to have him speak with your group. Because this man is a father. He's doing all of this research and education for your kids, for your grandkids, for your nieces and nephews. And parents listen to him. The public listens to him. School board, not so much. Administration of the school district, not so much. I mean, to the point that they just don't even respond to his emails anymore. You need to hear what he has to say because it's very important. Just looking at a few things of how we are here today, where we are here today. When you're talking to the left, Trump should be in jail. You might ask for what? His crimes. What crimes? bad crimes. What kind of bad crimes? You know what crimes. No, I really don't. Please tell me what crimes he should be in jail for. You're stupid. All of them. All of what? His crimes. What crimes? You're a racist. Didn't that feel like a conversation with the left? Ugh. There was actually a bill that was knocked down that would have allowed people with a history or a past of terrorism, violence, to be TSA screeners. Let's think about the TSA for just a moment. You try and fly out. You're stuck in security, which has gotten a lot better, I do have to add, unless you're in one of the major, major airports trying to get someplace. TSA patting you down, wanding you. Just, ugh. Sometimes feels like full body contact. So that's important. Government maintains that. They still are making decisions. Who can be TSA agents? Because the left wants, well, pretty much anybody to be a TSA agent. But we're still finding security at airports very important. Yet, or should I say but, because there's always a but. When it comes to the border, meh, not so important. I forget the exact number, but 368, close to that. I have dyslexia. It might be 386. I don't know. Illegal Chinese trying to come over the southern border. So again, we're back to that. The southern border needs to be protected. Not from people of Mexican or Guatemalan or whatever backgrounds that are coming to work that are looking for visas or something like that. The border needs to be protected from narco terrorists, from human traffickers, from gang members, from terrorists in general, wanting to do this country harm. Yet, according to Biden, this man who supposedly is in the front running for the Democrats for president, is quoted as saying, "The president's obsession with building a wall does nothing to address security challenges while costing taxpayers billions of dollars." That's the way Biden feels about it. Sanders, on the other hand, stop all construction of this racist and ineffective wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. So Bernie just wants open borders. This is pretty sad that these are the front runners for the party of the left, the Democrats, who care nothing about the security of this country, who fly private or, you know, first class, who never get the wand. They want you to be inconvenienced at the airport, which I'm okay with. Because if it means that I'm getting on to this airplane thousands of miles in the sky, it would be nice to feel safe. But it's not my ability to feel safe in my own home or when I'm walking around town, because we can't actually protect our borders from all nationalities from just illegally crossing. These people have no concept of reality. None whatsoever. It's just a vote and a paycheck for them. And speaking of a vote and a paycheck from them or for them, Donald Trump is a businessman who became president. And why politicians hate him so much and want him out? Because he's proven how useless politicians are. Give me a smart businessman any day. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's time for Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone, get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Monday. It's gorgeous outside. I hope you get to spend a little bit of time, you know, maybe even just your lunch. Go to one of our fabulous restaurants here in Northern Nevada that maybe still has their patio open. Go sit outside. It's beautiful. These are the things that we get to enjoy. So, 991fmtalk.com. Our poll question today. Are we not preparing kids for the harsh reality of the future? You know, how to deal with people, how to speak with people, how to stand up for themselves? Personally, I say no. And I hate to think about this, but we see it younger and younger. Our kids turning to drugs, turning to alcohol, turning to vape pens because they are not supposed to be smoking. Oh, it's a vape pen. It's water. So, what do we do? Well, parents and family members have to prepare them. They have to unlearn them when they get home and then talk to them about what's really going on. We have snowflakes. And we are going to have more snowflakes. We are going to be having more kids dying from drug overdoses. Our community has been hit hard in just the last few months. kids getting run over on their bikes, run over in crosswalks, kids doing drugs and fatally overdosing. We need some help. We really do. Look at the homeless situation that we have for kids out there. Thank goodness the Eddie House is up and running at the level that it always should have been. If you've never heard of the Eddie House, please look it up. I just became friends with the executive director on LinkedIn. And so hopefully he will be on the show very shortly. Jared, yes, I am working on experts on the show. But sometimes schedules don't always mesh. But some people with a great idea gave kids a place to go. Homeless kids, a safe space. Place that they could go hang out, get something to eat. But it was junk food because of regulations or whatnot. They couldn't have a kitchen. The kids couldn't fix a warm meal for themselves. Unless it was like one of those microwave processed foods. And then they were all pushed out at night. Like, no, we need more. We need beds. We need counselors. We need hope. We need nutritious food. And now that's what the Eddie House is. Took a lot of work to get to this level. A lot of cooperation. But here's the deal. People have great ideas out there. They have ideas on how to help the homeless teens. They have ideas on how to help the homeless. Not solve the homeless issue. To help and get us to a point where it can be solved locally. But elected representatives aren't listening. Where's the problem in that? Friday, we left you with a poll question of, what do you want to see for our community? Well, 2% of those opining said a chemtrail, communist free sky. 18% said honest representatives that get things done. 25% of those polling said somebody who will stand up for our Second Amendment rights. 2% said free money. You know, I can't disagree with that one, but there is a certain part of the residency here of Northern Nevada that is getting free money. Yeah, I don't want that. I want to work and be successful for what I have. But going back to that 18% of honest representatives that get things done, here's another way to put it. 53% of those polling said, I want a mayor and a city council to make decisions that help and protect American citizens and not illegal aliens, drug dealers, vagrants, and gang members. If we were actually out enforcing laws, we would be able to separate the mentally ill from the vagrants. We would be able to get the teens where they need to go. I was having a very harsh conversation with somebody on Facebook over the weekend. The reality of some people who were trying to help by just letting them be. The reality of vagrancy, of homelessness, as they want to call it, is it is a business. And it is a huge business. I was at a meeting last week and somebody questioned me. It was a meet and greet. It was a get together for Nevada Patriots. And Jeff Church was speaking about the situation, about the almost 150 people that were removed from alongside active railroad tracks, where we've seen deaths, we find bodies in the river. Somebody asked how it was a business. It's a business. Providers that contract or get contracts through the city, through the county, building new facilities, evaluations, cleaning up. You notice they didn't ask for volunteers to come out and help clean up. No, they went out and hired a company. In the past, dump trucks out there. What people can't carry, what they can't shove into their backpacks, is all thrown away. So where are those clothes? Where are those comfort items? The sleeping bags, the tents. Where are they going to come from? You're going to go out and buy them. This is literally a business of homeless. People are surviving, I guess. Well, except the one woman who burned up in her tent, lost her life. This isn't a business I want to be in. I have feelings and I have sympathy for those who have lost everything and become homeless. But don't be fooled. Because there are plenty of programs out there. Plenty of programs. Ones that you pay for in one way or another, with either your donations or your taxes. It's up to you to say no more. The city doesn't listen to people like Jeff Church who have ideas. People like Paul White from Quality of Life Reno. People who have good ideas because they're at all the CHAB meetings, they're at all the council meetings, and you see them get up and walk out. And if you haven't been to one of these meetings, they're scheduled. They happen on a regular basis with the same people, the same elected representatives. And it's interesting to watch them get up and walk out when people are giving ideas. Because they don't want to hear their ideas. Why is that? Are they so much smarter when it comes to dealing with something like this? But wait a minute. If you had been to the CHAB meetings on a regular basis, if you don't know what that is, that's Community Homeless Advisory Board, you would know that things don't get voted on. Things don't get approved. Oh, things get voted on. You know, things like we're going to do this study, we're going to look more into this. But things don't get approved except for the minutes of the last meeting. If you've ever gone to a CHAB meeting just to sit and watch, 884-9910 would love to hear from you. 884-9910. It's your live and local FM talk. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm going through my email. It's the Monica Jay Show. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Al, I love it when you send me the cartoons, but yeah, the videos, that's pretty harsh. Loyal listener just sent me some videos from YouTube and the news. And we wonder why diseases come out of China. And it's just video after video of bat soup, the food markets they have there, just picking up animals and eating them. You know, I won't even eat sushi, to be honest with you. I eat the faux sushi that has the cooked stuff. If we have learned anything from this, and you know, I'm with Trump on this. As we have another diagnosed case here of the COVID-19 coronavirus, I'm not going to say it's a fake crisis, but it is not what they are making it out to be. We have had thousands upon thousands upon thousands of deaths from the flu just since January. And we never see this type of attention paid to the flu that we're seeing to COVID-19. You have people in China on social media trying to post things and get things out that it is fake, that they are just doing this to the Chinese people. Because remember, It's communist China. They have control, full control, over the media and what goes out. That's why people have to get it out over social media. This is harsh. But you know what we're not talking about anymore? It's Hong Kong. Their fight. Is this a diversion? I think it is. I think it's a diversion by the left. I think it's a diversion by the media. It is just really upsetting to see that this is being allowed. You're not hearing about other news because every 2 minutes you hear something about the coronavirus. And that's just sad.